June Gallup is a manager with Cornerstone VNA, a home health and hospice organization in Rochester. Her official title is Quality Improvement Director, but her coworkers say these days she's the COVID queen. Gallup herself puts it more formally.
The COVID coordinator.
What has she been coordinating lately? Homebound vaccinations. The VNA has around 700 patients, and Gallup says 188 are getting the vaccine at home. You may think a population that spends most of their time at home is safer than most, but Gallup says not so. Many have health conditions that make them vulnerable to COVID-19, and
there's still people coming in and out of their house. And we've had a lot of patients that have gotten COVID-19 from family members because they're out and about in the world, and they're bringing it into grandma.
And Gallup says that adds some urgency to her work.
Very excited to get this rolling.
She's standing in the parking lot of the VNA holding a small blue cooler.
What I'm holding here is the Pfizer vaccine. I picked it up from our public health network this morning at 8. Once we puncture that vial, I have 6 hours to get them into arms.
6 hours, which is, yes, a lot of time to empty a vial that contains 6 doses of vaccine, but throw in driving to each individual home, waiting 15 to 30 minutes after the shot to make sure the patient doesn't suffer any adverse effects, time to answer questions, it adds up. Gallup tries to inject one patient every 45 minutes, compared to 500 an hour at mass vaccination sites like the New Hampshire Motor Speedway. Gallup says today she's planning to visit 6 homes that are all nearby to be as time efficient as possible. The first is in Farmington, the home of Audrey Morris, who's 83.
Audrey?
There's a cat, so I'm going to close the door for a minute.
Morris was confused about the time of the appointment, but after 12 minutes, she emerges with her walker, dressed and ready for the vaccine.
I can't stand, so
wherever you're most comfortable.
If I sit in this chair, then I can roll out to.
Morris settles carefully into a blue desk chair.
So I have to ask you just a few questions before I can give you the vaccine.
Sure.
Are you pregnant?
No.
Are you breastfeeding?
No.
Once Morris answers all the questions, Gallup gets the vaccine ready.
All right, here we go. Let me try 1, 2, 6. I always say 1, 2, 6 because people expect me to say 3. And when I don't, they kind of relax a little bit.
Now, the waiting. Morris uses the time to get all her COVID-related questions and concerns answered, from possible arm soreness tomorrow to questions around her family's safety and mask-wearing habits. Gallup is full of answers, and Morris is grateful for the answers and that all of this can happen in her home.
And I kept thinking, how am I going to get to a clinic to get my shot? And when they told me I could get it at home, I was very happy. It's made a world of difference.
While exact numbers are hard to come by, the state says there are at least 10,000 homebound residents, and probably a lot more. Granite Staters are defined as homebound because of their health or medical condition or because of transportation barriers. Many in this population did receive the vaccine at senior housing clinics early on, or were driven to a site by a family member. But the remainder can be especially hard to reach.
These challenges already existed for North Country residents.
That's Chris Van Bergen with the North Country Health Consortium, one of 13 regional public health networks in the state.
They are the inequities that we're looking at, the poverty, the age, the level of chronic disease burden, and they're just exacerbated through something like a public health emergency.
So the challenges around vaccine access are just one piece of the puzzle. If homebound residents are not associated with a home care agency or some other social service organization, the onus is on them or their family members to call 211 and schedule an appointment. That's where they're asked about another big access issue, transportation. Mountain passes, geographic isolation.
We do not have public transport. So transportation becomes a barrier to accessing health resources.
Van Bergen says her organization screens people for a homebound vaccine. And while the goal is always to screen in for a vaccine at home, sometimes, she says, all people really need is a ride.
People need a ride. That's what we do.
Brenda Gagne is the transit director for the nonprofit Tri-County Community Action Program. She says the region's transportation needs have changed dramatically in the pandemic.
You know, a basic, well, I have a doctor's appointment, or drop me off at the hairdresser, to I have no way to pick up supplemental food. Can you guys help?
Vaccine appointments are another new one for the agency. They've been coordinating with the region's COVID-19 committee, which includes local hospitals and the health department.
If they have a person who is either disabled or elderly, unable to get to a vaccination site on their own, we work with them, schedule their trip, pick them up, take them to the site, take them back home.
While the general population is signing up for their appointments this week, vaccines for the homebound in phase 1B continue. Allie Pham, NHPR News.